making your first ever sourdough's daughter is exciting. You're capturing wild yeast and lactic acid bacteria that are in your environment. But sometimes things don't quite go according to plan. And when this happens, you really need to go back to the instructions and take a really good look at the detail and then look at what you are doing. In most instances, it's something simple that's going wrong. So in the very first place, make sure that your container is sterile. You don't want to be growing bacteria that are pathogenic or unpleasant. The second thing you need to check is that you are actually using a organic stone ground wholemeal flour, and that way you're getting the maximum microbial load and not something that's been covered in pesticides, herbicides and fungicides. The other thing that you must check is that your starter is the correct temperature. When you have a very cold kitchen or a very hot kitchen, these are extremes. And ideally, your water temperature will be about 27 or 28 degrees Celsius. That's 82 degrees Fahrenheit with your water. And your kitchen should be round about 20 to 22 degrees. That's a really lovely ambient temperature. And even though the temperature of your starter will drop from 28 degrees down to the ambient temperature of your kitchen, it's very important that you get that temperature correct, because that's the temperature that the yeast really start to proliferate. And that's where you will get this exponential growth in those wild yeast that will raise your bread with the CO2 that they produce. The other thing you must do is make sure that you're discarding correctly. I know people are often hesitant to discard, but actually what you're doing is you are lowering the acidity, and that is a good thing because the yeast actually don't like it too acidic, and you're giving the microbes more food, and that again will expedite the speed at which they grow. The final thing is kind of a little bit about your own connection to your flower, your environment, and a little bit of using your own judgment. So you can always follow the recipes exactly, but sometimes your flour may have a little bit more protein in it than mine, or it may have more fibre in the way that it was grown or milled. So have a look at the videos and watch the consistency of the starter. And if you feel that your starter is too tight, too thick, that might be one of the things that's actually slowing down the enzymes that convert the starch into sugar. They like a little bit of movement in something that's quite viscous. So make sure when you're stirring it that it's got the consistency. I don't know, think of something like a really nice Greek yogurt, something that you can stir easily around. But it actually would drop off the spoon if you held the spoon up relatively slowly, but not too wet either. I know, like I said, you need to use your own judgment, but it does need a little bit of loosening up in order for the enzymic activity to help provide the food that your microbes like to munch on. If it gets stinky or smelly or unpleasant, then discard it, start again. It might be that you've got something pathogenic in there. And really just trust your instincts. It should be something joyous. You should be able to watch something being creative and come to life. And please don't forget to refresh it. You need to, I know it's like a Tamagotchi for a week or two, But refresh it morning and night. I tend to stick an alarm on 8 a.m., 8 p.m. It's just the way that we do it here. And once you've created it, do remember it's not actually a Tamagotchi. You can then move into maintenance mode when you can build it right up and it's really bubbly, and then you can pop it in the fridge until you are ready to bake. And then you can build it back up again with a couple of refreshments back to the microbial super powerhouse, where it will raise your bread. And that is really important, that you recognise that time when it's ready. Ideally, of course, we'd all bake every day, but real life isn't like that. So once you've got your starter doubling in size every... it takes about anything between sort of 5 and 8 hours, depending on your flour and where you are, then you're ready to bake, you know. Don't forget that if you are going to pop it in the fridge, you do need to build it so it's really bubbly and luscious before you pop it in the fridge. And then don't forget that to rebuild it again before you bake. But that's all in the instructions, you know. Have a look, follow the instructions, and get ready to bake.